Alright, welcome to this week's lesson. What I want to talk about this week is becoming attractive. Alright? Now, if you're like most people, you fall into one of two categories. Either you want to lose weight so that you can become more attractive and feel more attractive, or you are unconsciously sabotaging yourself from losing weight because you're scared of being attractive and the attention that they may bring to you. Okay? So I want to talk a little bit about those, so that we can either resolve the fear and so that we can use the forward motivation that comes with feeling more attractive and feeling more confident, okay? Now, when we talk about if you want to lose weight to be more attractive, I would suggest that the first thing you think about is expanding your definition of what attractive is, okay? Because your weight, the size of your body, the size of your clothes is really just that first level of attraction. Okay, and while much of our culture focuses on that, I don't think anyone would argue with that, it's not something that is going to sustain in your real life. Okay, if you know you lose all the weight you want and you have the exact body you want, but you're a horrible, mean, you know, person, then that's not really attractive. Okay, so there's more to being attractive than just the size of your body. Now, maybe you're saying, well, Jim, I want to lose weight so I feel more attractive. Granted, you might feel more attractive and you might be more attractive physically if you lose some weight. Okay, I'm not going to argue that. All I'm saying is that there is more to it than just the weight. Okay, and the reason I say that to you is because if you accepted that thought for a minute, as a thought experiment, if you believe that there was more to being attractive than just the size of your body, okay, what that would allow you to do is to start becoming attractive right now, if that's important to you, okay? Don't wait 6 weeks or months to then say, okay, now I'm attractive. It doesn't work that way, okay? Because I've modeled people that consider themselves to be attractive, and I've seen them in all different sizes, and they genuinely seem attractive, okay? Now, I know everyone's taste is different, but let's face it, there's more to attraction than just the body. So if you accept that, then you allow yourself to start becoming more attractive now. I'll give you an example. I worked with a woman, and she, you know, right after our first session, there was no change in her weight. But she came back the next week, and she told me, you know, after our session, I went to a clothing store, and I actually got some clothes that I felt good in. Okay, because all of a sudden, for the first time, she thought of herself as being attractive. Physically, nothing changed. But mentally, she went out and looked for clothes that made her feel and look as good as she could. Okay, and she felt good for the first time in a long time. And it had nothing to do with the weight loss. Okay? Now, I'm not saying, you know, as the weight comes off, maybe it enhances it, maybe it makes it stronger. Okay? But there is more to it. And so, the other side of that is, when you start recognizing that there's more to being attractive than just the physical, your physical mass reducing, then what happens is you start to feel that now, and as you feel more attractive, as you feel more confident, as you feel better, it's going to influence your eating. It influences your state of mind, okay? If you're constantly telling yourself, oh, I can't wait till I lose the weight so then I can be attractive, then what you're saying is, I'm not attractive right now. And you know how that makes you feel, right? I mean, I just said it, and it was kind of, you know, it's deflating. And that's not what you need. You need to feel inflated. You need to feel good in order to make these changes stick. Okay? You want to become this new person. You want to become this new person from the inside out. When you feel attractive, when you feel confident, when you feel good about yourself, it's a lot easier to eat well. Okay? The emotional eating aspect of it starts to fade away to a certain degree. Okay? So, start thinking about how you can become more attractive now. Alright? Think about that. I want you to do it. Make that a focus. Don't say, I'm going to be attractive once I lose the weight. Maybe you can say, I'll feel more attractive. Fine. But start thinking about yourself. What can you do right now to be more attractive? All right? I'm gonna leave that alone for right now. Now, the other side is this. What if you become more attractive and you start getting more attention from men or women? Okay? That can be a real source of anxiety and nervousness for people. So we want to let that go. Okay? And we want to focus on, how can you begin to feel comfortable with that attention? And so this is where you want to create a strategy for yourself of how you can deal with that. Because you don't want to hold this fear in you and let it sabotage everything. Okay? Because first of all, the fear is probably just an imagination. Okay, the truth is that if you lose a bunch of weight and you start getting attention, the attention probably isn't of the type that you're maybe imagining that scares you. So what we want to begin doing is in your mind, and you can do this right now if you'd like, is you can imagine yourself in the exact body that you want, and you can imagine this attention that may be scary to you. Okay, and I don't know how it might manifest itself in your mind. Maybe you imagine yourself out in a social situation and, you know, men or women come up to you and you have to deal with that. And that might be something new for you. But what I want you to do is I want you to imagine yourself in that scenario, and I want you to imagine yourself feeling confident, feeling strong, feeling in control and safe. Okay? And if you felt all those things, how would you deal with that attention? Right? How would that attention feel? Okay? What causes a lot of that fear, by the way, is a crazy, like, idea that people think, oh, some guy's going to come up to me, he's going to keep bothering me, and I'm not going to know how to say no, and I'm going to get myself in a situation that I'm really uncomfortable in, okay? But if you prepare, and you start imagining yourself as being the strong, secure person that you truly are, you can imagine that scenario being quite different. And you may find that scenario is much more realistic, okay? So I want you to begin thinking of yourself as not just being thinner, not just losing weight, but being stronger, more in control, more confident. And if someone comes up to you because you're more attractive and you're giving that off, I want you to create a strategy in your mind for how you're going to deal with that. Okay? And you could say, then you can lie if you want to. If you're imagining someone's going to come up to you and start giving you more sexual attention, you can just lie and say, I'm in a relationship. Or I'm not dating right now. You know, whatever it is. That's the strategy you want to come up with. I say this because, and this may sound silly, but people think about these things and it scares them because they think they don't know what to say, right? And they're nervous. And they think about losing weight and they think about this tension. They think about feeling nervous. And it trains them to not lose the weight because the weight becomes a safety barrier, right? It's like a force field that keeps people away, okay? So what we want to do is we want to get through that. And you do that by beginning to manifest and increase the confidence and the security that you feel within yourself. Okay? And you do that intentionally. You think about how you want to be, how you want to respond to people if they come up to you. And as you start thinking about yourself in this way, you're just reinforcing all those ideas of who you want to be. And you're reinforcing that within yourself. Okay? So the attention is not a bad thing. And that's not the problem. The problem has been that you haven't figured out a way to deal with that attention. Okay? And that's what I want you to spend some time thinking about. If becoming attractive and getting more attention is something that has scared you in the past or that you were fearful of, okay? I'm not saying it's going to go away all at once, but what I want you to do is I want you to think about the solutions. How can you deal with that attention in a way that's comfortable to you? Okay, and think about that. What could you say to the person? Right? What could you do to deflect the attention? Right? And feel comfortable about it, okay? Answer those questions and that fear will disappear. Okay, and then we go back again to the flip side. Think about how you can begin to be more attractive right now. What can you do more of? Smile more, right? I don't know, go clothes shopping, wear makeup, you know, I don't know. Exercise a little bit more so you feel like you have more energy, be in a better mood. So again, think about these two things. This isn't something that you just hear about and it's like instantly changed. I want you to begin thinking about these things because you have to. If you don't, they kind of run around in your unconscious mind screwing you up, okay? How can you become more attractive now? And when you're more attractive and you get a little more attention perhaps, how do you want to deal with it? All right? Think about those things and I'll talk to you next week.